Ferrelia wasn't always in love with the accordion. Like many people from musical families, he started off studying the piano, which he practiced constantly, if half-heartedly, until he was 7.
And one day, an accordionist came over to jam and stuff, my dad. And I was sitting there and I was watching this guy play this, and the hands are going, the thing's going in and out. I'm like 7 years old, and I'm going like, wow.
The accordion never lost its appeal in parts of the American heartland, where a European immigrant group settled and retained cohesive communities. The accordion is an important part of Louisiana Cajun music, for example, which is French-based, and one can still hear distinctive accordion music along the Texas border, which has historic ties with Mexican and Spanish culture.
Then in the Midwest, the accordion is extremely popular, and that's because those are states that are heavily populated with German people and Italians.
In mainstream urban American culture, however, the accordion is often viewed as out of date and unhip in a way that's summed up by the slang word dorky.
Sometimes I play into the dorkiness of it and just kind of have fun with it. It doesn't bother me. I don't care if people come up and say, oh, that's kind of dorky. Well, I say, well, you're kind of dorky for thinking that this is kind of dorky, because it's kind of not.
What's beautiful about the accordion?
The sound, of course. It's so unique. It's its own rhythm section. It's its own lead instrument. You've got basses. It's a complete orchestra strapped onto your shoulders. You can play classical music, you know. Something classical, polkas. Lovely French song. Italian. Hey, mamma mia. She's as spicy as linguica. Hey, mamma mia.
The first accordion with piano-style keys was invented in 1907 by the Greene Company for a musician who played both piano and harmonica and who wanted to combine them. Greene had its factory in the North Beach neighborhood of San Francisco, where thousands of southern Italian immigrants had recently settled.
Actually, around 1907, there were actually 8 accordion manufacturers in North Beach. So it was like the business in the community. It had to have been an incredible time for the instrument. San Francisco decided to honor this fact and named the piano accordion as the city's official musical instrument.
Mr. Trevilia was the driving force behind that proclamation. He is also the founder and guiding light behind National Accordion Awareness Month. The highlight of this year's festivities was an all-day bash in which 7 accordion-centered bands played in 7 different musical genres.
It provided me with a soapbox in which I could kind of promote the accordion in a positive way and kind of raise it out of dorkiness.
Marking National Accordion Awareness Month with Tom Trevilia in San Francisco, this is Adam Phillips reporting.